This is the Iowa Business Report Friday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, the website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. The new Common Sense Institute Iowa has released a study on Iowa's economic competitiveness. Ben Murray is CSI Director of Policy and Research.
Obviously, there are a lot of things you could look at when you're investigating something like this. We use key metrics across all 50 states, and we look at Iowa's economy specifically. There are things that states can control, and there are things states can't control. People might move to Florida because it has, you know, a lot of sunshine and beaches. Iowa policymakers cannot give Iowa beaches. But what they can do is they can control public policy that might influence the economic performance of the state. So we look at things like labor force participation rate. We look at things like median household income, inequality, GDP per capita, net interstate migration, right? So these are things that on some level, public policy can have an effect on. And when we look at those metrics, when we look at it in terms of the data and the metrics that to some extent are influenced by the decisions public policymakers make, we find that Iowa does pretty well. Iowa ranks just in the top third and is pretty competitive. These metrics that we use are outcome-based metrics, not input-based metrics. But we think that the data on the outcome side points to how well of a job the state's doing.
More on the Common Sense Institute Iowa research on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order your copy of the Barnes & Noble best-selling book, One Week in June, The Iowa Floods of 2008. Copies available at TotallyIowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.